بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, this is our seventh session, reading from دعوات المؤمنين المذكورة في القرآن, the supplications of the believers which are mentioned in the Quran by the noble Sheikh Abdul Razak, the son of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, حفظهم الله, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. And before we begin with our review of the matters that we discussed last week, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success during this blessed month of Ramadan, to do the things that are pleasing to Him, especially the fast and the prayer and the reading of the Quran and dhikr and dua and charity and all of those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, the things that He has made obligatory upon us, and then those things that are extra. May Allah grant us success, may He accept from us, and make it weigh heavily on our scales on the day when we meet Him. Ameen. Okay, so today we'll be looking at chapter 7, which in English, in the English translation, it begins on page 40, and in the Arabic text, it begins on page 882. In this chapter, the Sheikh mentions four different groups of people's supplications. Four different groups of people's supplications. But before that, let's go over what we covered last week in the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 6. The first question being, how has the author defined those people referred to by Allah as Ulul Albab, those who possess understanding? How has the author defined this expression, yani Ulul Albab, yani those who possess understanding? How has the author explained it? Now,
As those who possess perfect or complete intellect through which they comprehend things as they are in reality with clarity.
Naam, exactly. MashaAllah, perfect, yani relaying of what the Shaykh said. Yani they are those who possess complete and perfect intellects, by means of which or through which they are able to comprehend things as they are in reality, with clarity, just as they really are. Now, and this is very important, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recognizing the aql, the intellect of the human being that is sound. Yani when the intellect is sound, when it's not polluted or corrupted, it's able to see things just as they are in reality with clarity. And that's how the people, the Ulul Albab, are able to see the truth. They look at the signs in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and they recognize the greatness and the power and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second question, discuss briefly Allah's first description of the Ulul Albab as it relates to the dhikr. Yani what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about these people, the Ulul Albab, in relation to the remembrance of Allah? What did He say about them? And in the ayat itself, now. Those who remember Allah standing and sitting and lying on their sides. And the Shaykh said that this means that they never discontinue, they never cease from the remembrance of Allah in every situation and circumstance, in all of their conditions, yani inwardly, in their hearts, and in their minds, and upon their tongues. The third question, discussed briefly, Allah's second description of the Ulul Albab, related to at-tafakkur, reflecting, contemplation or pondering. What did He say concerning their reflection, the Ulul Albab? He described them with a second description. Now,
As those who possess understanding with reflection and contemplation over the ayat in the creation of the heavens and the earth.
Okay, now, that these are people who have understanding, yani they reflect, they contemplate, they ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth. And therefore they, yani Allah described them as what? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the Shaykh explained that this means that these people are able to comprehend, to understand the hikmah, the wisdom in the creation that points to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and His power and His knowledge and His wisdom and His choice and His rahmah, His mercy. All of this is seen, and by those who reflect upon the creation, you see in it, Yani the manifestation of Allah's knowledge and His wisdom and His mercy and His greatness and His power. All of this is seen, yani, for the one who reflects upon Allah's creation. Question number 4. How has the author explained the meaning of Subhanaka in this ayat of Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 191st ayat? Yani, this statement by the Ulul Albab, when they say, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batilan subhanaka. O our Rabb, you have not created this, yani, in vain, without any purpose. Subhanaka. How does the Shaykh explain what is the meaning of Subhanaka? Yani, Subhana is generally translated as, yani, Subhanallah. In most of the English books, they say, glory to Allah. How does the Shaykh explain what is the meaning of, yani, Subhana here? Now,
they declare Allah to be free from all imperfections, Allah Ta'ala, and exalted above doing anything in vain, or that He could or He would create anything without purpose, and everything with truth.
He has created everything with truth. Now, yani, the Shaykh is saying here that they're saying Subhanaka, it means they are declaring Allah to be free from and to be highly exalted above doing anything in vain or creating anything without a purpose. Rather, everything that Allah does and everything that He creates, yani, has a purpose and an objective and a benefit. Question number 5. Mention the first request of the Ulul Albab in the above ayat of Surah Ali Imran 3:191. Right after they said Subhanaka, then they said the first request. After they said Subhanaka, they said Faqina Adhabana. Naam. What is the meaning of that?
Save us from the punishment of the fire.
Save us from the punishment of the fire. Save us from the punishment of the fire. And this is, yani, as the Shaykh mentions, that this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, is from His rahmah. And it's from His power and His ability to save whomever He wills from the punishment that He has prepared for those who disbelieve and those who are disobedient. Question number 6. Discuss the two views of the mufassirun, yani, the scholars of tafsir, concerning what is meant by, we have heard the call of one calling to Iman. Yani, Rabbana innana sami'na munadiya yunadi lil Iman. What? Yani, what are the two views of the scholars concerning, we have heard the call of one calling to Iman? The one calling to Iman. What is meant by munadiyan yunadi lil Iman? What is this munadiyan? Who is this munadiyan? Naam. One view is that the caller who's calling to Iman is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other scholars said
that the call is Kitabullah.
That the caller, yani the munadi, the one who's calling, yani, is the book of Allah. And the Shaykh said that these two sayings, al qawlan, sahihan, both of them are correct views. Both of them are correct views because what? Why are they both correct views? And there's no contradiction between them. That's not one of the questions, but why is there no contradiction between those scholars? The majority of scholars said that this munadi, the one who is calling, is the Rasulullah. And other scholars said it is the book of Allah. And the Shaykh said that both of them are correct
because
he didn't speak of his own desires. He said specifically because, I mean, that is the point, but he didn't speak of his own desires. What did he speak with? Book of Allah. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the people. He's the caller, but he called people with the Book of Allah. He called people with the Book of Allah. The next question: how has the author explained what is intended by Iman in the above ayat from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 193rd ayat? What is intended by Iman here? Yani, where the ayat says "Sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil Iman." What is meant by Iman here? And what follows it is the explanation of what is meant by Iman. An aminu bi rabbikum. And what is meant by Iman here? Calling to Iman? Calling the people to believe in Allah. And the Shaykh explained this belief in Allah is what? True faith. Yani, true faith in Allah, which includes what? Yani, true Iman in Allah includes what?
His
rububiyyah, yani, Iman in Allah requires, having iman, true iman in his rububiyyah, that he is the Rabb al-Alameen, that he is the creator and the owner and the controller of all the affairs in the creation. And also his uluhiyyah, his divinity, that he alone deserves to be worshipped. And no one else has the right to be worshipped. And also his asma wa sifat, that is believing that the most beautiful names belong to Allah exclusively, and the divine qualities and characteristics as well are exclusively the right of Allah alone. Question number 8, mention the second request of the Ulul Albab and the three parts of it in Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 193rd Ayat. What was the second request? Yani the first request was فَقِنَا ذَابًا. The second request was?
Forgiveness.
And three parts.
Expiation of evil deeds.
And?
To make them die in a state of righteousness.
And to make them to die in a state of righteousness. They asked Allah to forgive their sins, to expiate their evil deeds, and also to make them to die, to cause them to die, yani in a state of righteousness. Yani, وَتَوَفَّنَا مَا الْأَبْرَىٰ. Yani, cause us to die amongst the أَبْرَىٰ. Meaning, with the righteous people, to be in a state of righteousness, which is the only way that a person is going to die with the righteous, is that that person is exhibiting righteousness. Question number 9, mention the third request of the Ulul Albab in the following ayat of Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 194th ayat. What was this third and final request of Ulul Albab that Allah mentions here? Yes.
That He grants them what He, Allah, promised them through His messengers.
Yani the first part of it, yani that He grants them what He promised through the messengers. That He promised the people believe and do good deeds, that they would have a reward. Yani that He would reward them with Jannah and save them from the hellfire. Now, that's the first part of it. And the second part of it?
Disgrace them not on the day of resurrection.
And disgrace them not on the day of resurrection.
He never breaks His promise.
For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never breaks His promise. The final question, explain the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it relates to these ayat that came in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. What was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam related to these ayat? And the Shaykh explains it in brief by saying that he would get up in the last third of the night and he would look to the sky and he would recite these ayat. And then he mentions the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, which gave the details of the affair. And he mentions, Ibn Abbas mentions, if anybody remembers that hadith, he mentioned that he spent the night where? With his khala, yani his mother's sister, his maternal aunt, who was one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radiyallahu anha. And he said that he spent some time talking to his family, meaning his wife, and then he laid down. And when the last third of the night came, he sat up. He sat up. Meaning he was laying down, he sat up. He didn't stand up, he sat up. And when he sat up, he looked to the sky. And then he recited these ayat, the last ayat from Surah Ali Imran. And including these ayats under discussion and what followed them to the end of the surah. After that he did what?
Stood
he stood up. And he performed wudu. And he
used
the miswak to brush his teeth. And he
prayed the
11 rak'ah. Now, and this is a good sunnah that yani, we should try to implement in our lives and make it yani, until it becomes a habit. May Allah grant us success in that. Okay, tonight, as I mentioned, tonight we're doing chapter 7 in English. It's on page 40 in Arabic. It is page 882. It's actually the 210th chapter in this very, very lengthy book, the Sheikh's book. May Allah protect and preserve him. Now, and as I mentioned, in this chapter, chapter 7, the Shaykh mentions four different supplications from four different groups of people. The first group of people that he mentions are Muslims who were weak and subjected to the pagan disbelievers in Mecca before the conquest of Mecca. The second group of people were people who believed in the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though they had been those whom Allah mentions. They said, "Inna Nasara," we are Christians. But they believed when they heard the Quran. And the third group of people were the people from Bani Israel who worshipped the calf, who committed shirk and then turned to Allah in repentance, their supplication. And the fourth group of people were people from the people of Fir'aun, Pharaoh's people, who were magicians. And they also repented from that and accepted the truth and submitted and surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they supplicated to Him. Four different groups of people. A group of people who are Muslims, weak, oppressed in the earth. Another group of people who had been Christians and heard the Quran and accepted it. And another group of people who were from Bani Israel. They had a prophet, but they deviated and committed shirk. And the last group of people were people from the people of Fir'aun. Yani disbelieving people who had been magicians, and then they, yani, were guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these four different groups of people, the Shaykh mentions briefly a little bit concerning their supplication, a little bit from each of them. The first one, the Shaykh begins with, which is actually the ninth supplication in this book. Yani some of the chapters have one supplication, some have two, this one has four. This is the ninth, yani, set of supplications that came in this book from the Muslims who were weak in Mecca. He says, وَمِنْ دَعْوَاتْ أَهْلَ الْإِيمَانِ الْوَارِدَةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ مَا وَرَدَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. Yani the Shaykh says that from the magnificent, from the great supplications of the people of Iman that have been mentioned in the Quran, is that which has been mentioned in the saying of Allah the Most High. Those who are saying, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, this is their supplication, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. O our Rabb, rescue us, remove us from this town, from this city, from this place whose people are oppressors. Whose people are oppressors. They were being oppressed. وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. And raise up, appoint for us from yourself a wali, yani somebody who will support us. وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And raise up, yani appoint for us from yourself a nasir, a helper, someone to support us and someone to help us. This is in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 75th Ayat. The Shaykh says here, يَحْكِ اللَّهِ تعالى في هذه الآية دعاء المؤمنين المستضعفين الذين كانوا بمكة تحت إذلال كفار قريش وذلك قبل فتح مكة. That here Allah is, the Most High is relating to us in this ayah the dua of those believers who were weak, yani oppressed by a stronger people. They were in Mecca, subjected to humiliation of the disbelieving Quraysh. And that was before the conquest of Mecca. This is the first, yani, supplication in this chapter. The believers who were mustada'afina, they were da'if, and therefore they were oppressed, and they were ill-treated. And they were in Mecca under the authority of the pagan disbelievers who had oppressed them and wronged them and did injustice to them. And this was before the conquest of Mecca. The Shaykh says that these weak believers, هَؤُلَاءِ مُسْتَضَعَفِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they were asking their Rabb Azza wa Jalla to save them from the fitna of those who had, yani, subjected them, yani, who they were subjected to their authority. Yani, fitna to men, قَدْ إِسْتَضَعَفَهُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Yani, those who had subjected them due to their weakness to their authority, the pagan disbelievers. They are asking Allah to save them from the fitna, the trial of these people whose authority they have been subjected to due to their weakness. When يَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ وَلِيًّا مِنْ عِنْدَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَسْتَنْقِذُهُمْ. And also to appoint for them a wali, a supporter from Allah Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rescue them from this condition, from these people, from this town whose people were oppressors. وَنَصِيرًا. And also to appoint for them a helper who will protect them from the injustice and the oppression of the oppressors. And who will protect them from that oppression. وَيَنْصُرُهُمْ عَلَى مَنْ ظَلَمَهُمْ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And also to help them against those who had wronged them from amongst the disbelievers. Yani disbelievers who had oppressed them. فَاسْتَجَابَ اللَّهُ دُعَاهُمْ And Allah answered, He responded to their dua. Yani this is the brief explanation of the Shaykh. And at the end of it he says, Allah responded to their dua. He mentions here the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with both of them, him and his father, who said, فَلَمَّا فَتَحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَكَّةِ Yani when the Messenger of Allah conquered Mecca, جَعَلَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلِيُّهُمْ So when the Prophet ﷺ conquered Mecca, Allah made him, the Prophet, as their wali, the one who would support them and who would yani defend them and take care of their needs. وَاسْتَعْمَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَتَّاب ibn Asid radiallahu anhu. And the Messenger ﷺ, the Messenger of Allah, he placed over them Attab ibn Asid radiallahu anhu. فَكَانَ نَصِيرًا لَهُمْ And he was the nasir for them, the helper. Yani, the one who would help them, who would protect them from the injustice and the oppression of the oppressors. Who would help them, yani, against the disbelievers who had wronged them. So Ibn Abbas is saying here that Allah answered their dua. They asked for a wali, and they asked for a nasir, a supporter and a helper. And Allah gave them Rasulullah as their wali. And he gave them, and the Prophet ﷺ appointed Attad ibn Asid radiallahu anhu as their nasir, and he would make sure that the weak were able to get their rights from the strong. The second supplication, the tenth supplication in this series, the second supplication is yani the supplication of the people who had yani believed in the final Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, even though they were from yani. They were from the people who identified themselves as Christians. The Shaykh says, وَمِنْ دَعْوَةِ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ الْمَذْكُورَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ From the supplications of the people of Iman that are mentioned in the Qur'an, مَا جَاءَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى Is that which came in the statement of Allah the Most High? وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ That whenever they heard or listened to what had been sent down, what had been revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tara ayunahum tafidu min al-dam'i mimma arafu min al-haq. You would see their eyes overflowing with tears, mimma arafu min al-haq, due to that which they recognized of the truth. When they heard the Quran, they recognized that it was the truth, and it caused them to cry. Yaquluna رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاقْتُبْنَا مَا الشَّاهِدِينَ O our Rabb, we have believed. Therefore, as a result of that iman, we are asking you to write us down along with the shahideen, along with the people who bear witness. And this is in Surah Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 83rd Ayat. The Shaykh says, وَهَذَا وَصْفٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ بِخَاتَمْ النبيين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من الذين قالوا إنا نصارى يعني this is a description from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who have believed in the final prophet خاتم النبيين the seal of the prophets محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من الذين قالوا إنا نصارى يعني they believed in the final prophet even though they were from amongst those who said we are Christians even though They were amongst those who said, "We are Nasara." وَأَنَّهُمْ إِذَا سَمِعُوا آيَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ فَاضَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ بِالدَّمْعِ But when they heard the ayat of the Quran, their eyes overflowed with tears. لِمَعْرِفَتِهِمْ Because of what they recognized. بِأَنَّمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ حَقٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ Because they recognized that that which was being recited to them was the truth from Allah Himself. They recognized it. In the last few days, in the last three days, the night before the first day of Ramadan, and yesterday and today, I witnessed five people taking Shahada. And all of them were young. Two of them 12 years old. And one of them today, I don't know how old he was, but he looked like he was about 12 or 13 years old. And two of them 17 years old. Subhanallah. A masjid muqbil, one brother took shahada, 17-year-old at Asr time, and another one, 12 years old at Maghrib time. And the same day here, a 12-year-old took shahada, and the next day, yani somebody else took shahada, and today, another one. A young brother came up here, yani right after Jummah, and just sat next to the imam. He just sat next to him. And when the imam got finished saying what he was saying, he said, "Can I help you?" He said, "I want to take my shahada." Subhanallah, children, brother, yani young people, recognizing this truth. Recognizing this truth. Yani when Allah places in the heart of a person, yani that He guides them to Islam, then they recognize that it's the truth. They recognize it's the truth. Even though people who are supposed to be smart, quote unquote smart, don't seem to recognize it. And it's crystal clear. The Shaykh says here that these people who believed in the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were from amongst those who said, "We are Christians." And that he's saying here that when they heard the ayat of the Quran, their eyes overflowed with tears, because they recognized that what was being recited to them was the truth from Allah Himself. And it is for this reason that they are asking Allah Ta'ala, and they are supplicating to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, saying, "Rabbana amanna faqtubna ma'a shahideen." O our Rabb, we have believed. As a result of that, therefore, write us down amongst the shahideen, yani those who bear witness. The Shaykh says the meaning of this ayat is, innahum yaquluna, it is that they are saying, "Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, saddaqna, we have testified to the truth, lamma sami'na ma anzaltahu ila nabiyika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min kitabika." Yani we have testified to the truth when we heard what you had sent down, what you had revealed to your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from your book, the Quran. وَأَقْرَرْنَا بِهِ أَنَّهُ مِنْ عِنْدَكْ وَأَنَّهُ الْحَقْ لَشَقَّ فِيهِ. Yani, and we acknowledge this book, this revelation, that it is from you, and that it is the truth, al-haq, and there is no doubt in it. They said, فَاقْتُبْنَا مَا الشَّاهِدِينَ, we have believed, so write us down amongst the shahideen. وَمَعْنَا الْكِتَابَ, here, what is meant by yani faqtubna, writing here, what is intended by it is al-ja'alu, that is to cause something to happen, to cause it to be. A faj'alna ma'a shahideen, then cause us, yani faqtubna ma'a shahideen, the meaning is cause us to be with those who bear witness, yani with the people who say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, cause us to be with the people who bear witness. Naam. And confirm that we will be with them and counted as one of them. The Shaykh here quotes the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma concerning this, these words from the Quran, فَاكْتُبْنَا مَا الشَّاهِدِينَ. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, قَالَ أَيْ مَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأُمَّتِهِ هُمْ الشَّاهِدُونَ. Yani faktubna ma'a shahideen, he said, Ibn Abbas says, it means yani to make us to be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, for they are those who bear witness. They are the people who bear witness. Yashhaduna li nabiyihim annahu qad ballagh wa ar-rusul annahum qad ballaghu. Yani these people, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, yani write us down, cause us to be amongst those who bear witness, yani to be amongst the Muslims, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are the people who bear witness. They bear witness to their Prophet that indeed he has conveyed, yani ballagha, he has conveyed, yani the message that he was missioned with, that he was sent with. Wal-rusul, and they also bear witness that the messengers, alayhim wasalam, before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, annahum qad ballagu, that they have also conveyed, yani delivered the message that they were missioned with, that they were sent with. This is mentioned by Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir in his tafsir, and then the Shaykh closes this second group of people's supplication by saying, وَقَدْ أَجَابَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى دَعْوَتَهُمْ وَحَقَّقَ رَجَاءَهُمْ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has responded to their supplication, to their request. And He has made their hope a reality. He made their hope, yani to be amongst the shahideen, He made it a reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا قَالُوا. Yani this is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, same surah, 5th surah, 85th ayah. Allah has rewarded them. فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا قَالُوا. He has rewarded them due to what they have said, because of their statement, yani that we have believed. So write us down with the people who bear witness. So He has rewarded them by that statement, meaning by them saying something that is true, while of course believing in their heart that it is true. While believing in their heart that it is true. He said He rewarded them with jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar khalidina fiha wa dhalika jazaa al-muhsinin. He has rewarded them with gardens underneath which rivers flow, to abide therein forever, eternally. And that is the reward of the muhsinin, the people of ihsan. Yani the people who do good, who worship Allah the way He deserves to be worshipped, and who treat the people, yani the way Allah has legislated. Yani who do their worship properly and correctly and thoroughly, and also in their interaction with people, they are truthful and they are honest and they are just and they are fair as Allah, yani, has required of us. The third group of people, this is the 11th group of supplications. The third group of people, the Shaykh says, وَمِنْ الدَّعَوَاتِ الْمَذْكُورَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And from amongst the supplications that are mentioned in the Qur'an is دَعَوَةُ التَّائِبِينَ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ مِمَّا وَقَعُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ بِاللَّهِ. He said that this supplication is the supplication of those who had repented from amongst the Bani Israel, the children of Israel. They had repented from what they had fallen into, what they had committed of, yani, ash-shirk billahi, yani the offense of committing shirk with Allah, worshipping something along with Allah. وَذَلِكَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. And this is mentioned in the saying of Allah the Most High, وَلَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ وَرَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Yani in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 149th Ayat, yani that when they regretted, when they felt regret and remorse for what they had done, yani worshipping the calf in the absence of Musa alayhi salam, when they regretted, وَرَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا. And they saw, they realized, they recognized that they had gone astray, yani in worshipping the idol. قَالُوا, they said, and this is their dua, لَإِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا. If our Rabb does not have mercy upon us, وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and He does not forgive us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then we will definitely be of the losers. Here, from an Arabic perspective, it's worthy to note, the lam here is lam al-ta'akid. La, that's la here. Lanakunanna is for ta'akid, for emphasis. And the shadda on the noon, lanakunanna, is also for emphasis. So that's double emphasis. That they are saying that if our Rabb doesn't have mercy upon us, if He doesn't forgive us, then we will absolutely, certainly, without a doubt, be amongst the losers, the khasirin. Shaykh says, هذه الآية إخبار عن الذين تابوا من بني إسرائيل بعدما عبدوا العجلة من دون الله تعالى. يعني that this is information, يعني this ayah is containing information, يعني from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concerning those who had repented from the people of Israel, the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, those who had repented after they had worshipped the calf instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, the explanation of this ayat, لَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ, he said, his saying, لَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ, it means, نَدِمُوا عَلَى مَا فَعْلُوا, yani that they felt remorse, that they expressed regret for what they had done in worshipping the idol. وَالْعَرَبْ تَقُولُ لِكُلِّ نَادِمْ قد سقط في يده أو أسقط. يعني the Arabs, they use this expression. يعني قد سقط في يده أو أسقط. They use this expression for every nadim, every person who is repentant, who regrets and shows remorse for their wrongdoing. This is the expression that the Arabs use for that person who feels remorse, who feels regret for their wrong. As far as they're saying, يعني after, يعني Allah mentioning their regret, وَرَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا, and they saw, they realized that they had gone astray. The Shaykh says this means, رَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ حَادُوا عَنْ قَصْدِ السَّبِيلِ. Then number one, they realized, they knew, they came to know, that they had deviated from the straight path, قصد السبيل. وَذَهَبُوا عَنْ دِينِ اللَّهِ, and they had left the deen of Allah. Yani they had gone out of Islam by worshipping the idols. وَانْحَرَفُوا عَنْ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and they had strayed away from his straight path. Yani they had got off the path. وَكَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ, and they disbelieved in Allah Al-Azim, the Supreme, the Magnificent. Yani this saying, وَرَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا, they saw that they had strayed, that they had gone astray. The Shaykh said, it includes, they realized that they had deviated from the right path. And they had left the deen of Allah. And they had strayed away from his straight path. And they disbelieved in Allah Al-Azim. Then they said, and this is their dua, قَالُوا لَإِن لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, that indeed, if our Rabb doesn't have mercy upon us, and if he doesn't forgive us, then we will certainly, definitely be of the losers. Meaning, they said this dua, تَائِبِينَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. They said this dua, yani being repentant to Allah the Most High, munibina ilayhi, turning back to him, turning back to Allah after they have deviated from the straight path. They repented to him and they turned back to Allah. فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ اِعْتِرَافًا مِنْهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَالْتِجَاءً إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ بِأَنْ يَرْحَمَهُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Yani that this was an admission. It was the acknowledgement or the confession from them to their sins. They confessed to their sins. And they were seeking refuge in their Rabb, yani that he would have mercy upon them and that he would forgive them. وَإِلَّا كَانُوا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and otherwise, if he didn't have mercy upon them and if he didn't forgive them, then they were definitely of the losers. The Shaykh says, and this is almost the end of what he's saying from this third group. He says, وَحَكَذَا حَالُ كُلُّ مُذْنِبٍ, and this is the condition of every person who commits a sin. Yani these people, what is expressed here in this saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning these people who worship the idol, and then they felt remorse for what they had done, and they realized that they had gone astray, and therefore they recognized their need for the mercy of Allah and His forgiveness. He said, حَكَذَا حَالُ كُلُّ مُذْنِبٍ, this is the condition of every person who commits a sin. فَإِنَّهُ لَوْلَا رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَمَغْفِرَتُهُ لَوْ لَكَانَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that every person who commits a sin, if not for the mercy of Allah and Allah's forgiveness for them, then they would be of the losers in this world and in the next life. They would be losers in this world and they will be losers in the next life. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ أَبَوَانَ, and for this reason, the two parents, meaning the parents of humanity, yani Adam and Hawa alayhi salam, they said before this, yani in the beginning of humanity on the earth, فِيمَا سَبَقَ بَيَانُهُ مِنْ دُعَى آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, yani what has already been clarified previously when the Shaykh mentioned the supplication of Adam alayhi salam, they said, yani the two of them, Adam and Hawa, they said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Yani almost the same words, except they said, if you didn't forgive us and have mercy, and in this supplication under discussion, if you didn't have mercy and forgive us, then we would definitely bear the losers. They say, Rabbana, O our Rabb, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We, both of us, have wronged our own selves, wronged our own souls. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And if you didn't forgive us, وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And have mercy upon us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then we would certainly, definitely be amongst the losers. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 23rd Ayah. And the last group of people that the Shaykh mentions, is, and this is the 12th supplication in this series of these chapters, وَمِنْ دَعْوَاتِ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ الْمَذْكُورَةُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ مَا ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهِ فِي سِيَاكِ ذِكْرِ تَوْبَةِ السَّحَرَةِ وَإِيمَانِهِمْ بِمُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Yani, that from the supplications of the people of Iman that are mentioned in the Quran is that which Allah mentions while discussing the repentance of the magicians, yani the magicians of Pharaoh, and their Iman, their having Iman, believing in Musa alayhi salam, yani after having been in the service of Fir'aun as magicians. This supplication, the Shaykh says, وَذَلِكَ فِي قَوْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. And this is in the, his saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is free from all imperfections, قَالُوا. Allah is saying, they said, إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. Indeed, we are returning to our Rabb. وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. Yani, the first part of their statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they said, إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. Yani, indeed, we are returning to our Rabb. Yani, they recognize and realize this reality that everyone who lives on this earth is going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said to Fir'aun, وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا, that you are not hostile towards us, إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَةِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا. Yani, you are not hostile towards us except for the fact, due to the fact that we have believed in the ayat of our Rabb, the verses, the revelation of our Rabb, when they reached us. When it came to us, we recognized the truth and we believed. Then they supplicated, this was their supplication, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. O our Rabb, pour upon us patience. Yani, for the trials that they were faced with. وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. And cause us to die as Muslims. Yani, upon Islam, in submission. The Shaykh says, فَهَذَا بَيَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لِحَالِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِمُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ بَعْدَ أَنْ كَانُوا صَحَرَةً وَبَعْدَ أَنْ تَوَعَدَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ لِإِيمَانِهِمْ بِقَوْلِهِ لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. The Shaykh says, this is clarification. This ayat is a clarification from Allah the Most High of the hal, the condition of those who had believed in Musa. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِمُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنِ. They believed in Musa though they were from the people of Pharaoh. They were not from the people of Musa. They were from the people of Pharaoh. But they believed in Musa when the truth came to them. And this was after, their belief in Musa was after they had been magicians. And after they had been threatened by Fir'aun due to their iman. In this saying that Allah relates from Fir'aun, that he said to them, his threat to them, لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ. I would definitely cut off your hands. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. And your feet. مِنْ خِلَافٍ. From opposite sides. ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And again here, the lamb is ta'akid, and the noon with shadda is also ta'akid. لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Yani, Fir'aun is telling them that I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will absolutely, definitely crucify you all. يعني hang you on a palm tree. And this is in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 124th Ayat, يعني where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relating the threat of Fir'aun to these people who were his magicians from his people. And when the truth came to them, the ayat of Allah reached them, yani they believed in it. And they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the threat of punishment from Fir'aun, to grant them patience and to cause them to die in submission amongst the Muslims. The Shaykh says, فَمَا كَانَ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَّا أَنْ جَاهَرُوا فِرْعَوْنَ بِالثَّبَاتِ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. يعني that these people did nothing more than to openly express their firmness upon Iman. يعني they said clearly, not in secret, they didn't hide. They said to Fir'aun, to his face, openly, they said, we're going to remain firm upon this Iman. وَأَنَّ تَوَاعُدَهُ لَهُمْ لَنْ يَرُدَّهُمْ أَمَّا هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَا بَصَّرَهُمْ بِهِ مِنَ الْهُدَى. And that his threatening them was not going to turn them away from that which Allah had guided them to of Islam. يعني لَنْ يَرُدَّهُمْ, it would never cause them to turn away from that which, يعني the Islam that Allah had guided them to. And it would never cause them to turn away from the huda, the right guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basarahum bihi, caused them to see clearly. وَقَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ, and so they said to Fir'aun, إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. Indeed, certainly, we are returning to our Rabb. Yani that was their point of firmness, that we know we're going to return to Allah, and so yani that's all that really matters. Inna, indeed, we are ila rabbina munqalibun, returning to our Rabb. A, qad tahaqqaqatna. Yani, they have, yani indeed we have realized with certainty, anna ilayhi raji'un, that we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani this became a reality for them. وَعَذَابُهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْ عَذَابِكَ, and they said to Fir'aun that the punishment from Allah is more severe than your punishment. And they said, وَنَكَالُهُ, and the punishment, the specific punishment, عَلَى مَا تَدَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ, the punishment for that which you are inviting us to of disbelief. وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ, and the specific punishment for that which you have forced us to do, the magic that you forced us to do, yani the nakal of Allah, the specific punishment for what you're calling us to of kufr, and what you forced us to do of magic, is a'azamu min nakalika, is greater than whatever punishment you may bring. فَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَلَىٰ أَذَابِكَ لِنَخْلِسَ مِنْ أَذَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. So today, we are definitely going to be patient. Yani we are going to bear patiently the punishment that you are bringing in order to escape from the punishment of Allah the Most High. And here again, yani from an Arabic perspective, and again there's ta'keed in the lam fa la. This lam here is for ta'keed, and for emphasizing what they are saying here, and the noon with shadda at the end of the verb is also for emphasis. Yani falanasbiranna al-yawma. Definitely, we are going to bear patiently your punishment to Fir'aun, they said, in order to escape from the punishment of Allah, the Most High, which is far greater. The Shaykh says, وَبَيِّنُوا أَنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّمَا يَنْتَقِمُ مِنْهُمْ لِإِيمَانِهِمْ بِنَبِيِّ اللَّهِ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَأَتِّبَاعِهِمْ لَهُ. Yani that they made clear, they openly stated to Fir'aun that the only reason why you are hostile to us, we haven't done anything except that it is due to our iman in the Prophet of Allah Musa alayhi salam, and due to our following him. That's the only reason why you want to harm us or punish us. وَإِلَّا فَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ ذَنْبٌ. Otherwise, there was no sin against them. They hadn't committed anything due to which they should have been punished. فَإِنْ كَانَ هَذَا ذَنْبًا يُعَابُ عَلَيْهِ وَيُعَاقَبُ بِهِ. So they are saying, if this is a sin, yani something that a person is going to be criticized for, and something that a person is going to be punished for, if that's the sin, believing in Musa alayhi salam and following him, فَهُوَ ذَنْبُنَا, then it is our sin. Yani we are not giving it up. وَهُوَ أَعْظَمُ مَحَاسِنِنَا, and it is the greatest of praiseworthy, of our praiseworthy characteristics. Yani if there's anything that they could be praised for, the greatest of them is their having iman in Musa alayhi salam, yani, and following him. So if this is the sin, then for us it is the best, the greatest of our praiseworthy characteristics. لِأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ الْعَمَالِ, because this is the best of all deeds. وَعَظَمُ الْمَنَاقِبِ, and it is the greatest of all virtues. فَلَا نَعْدِلُ أَنْهُ طَلَبًا لِمَرْضَاتِكَ, and we will not leave it, yani iman in Musa alayhi salam and following Musa, we will not leave it in order to seek your pleasure. وَلَسْنَا مُبَالِينَ بِتَهْدِيدِكَ وَلَا مُكْتَرِفِينَ بِوَعِيدِكَ, and they said, we are not concerned about your intimidation, and we are not concerned, we don't care about your threats. وَلِهَذَا قَالُوا كَمَا حَكَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ فِي مَوْدٍ آخَرٍ, and this, for this reason, they said, as it has been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place in the Quran, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, 26 Surah 50th Ayat, لَا ضَيْرَ إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ, that there is no harm, yani we are not afraid of your threats and your intimidation, whatever you're going to do is not going to harm us. Indeed, we are going to return to our Rabb. أي لا نبالي بما توعدتنا به من تقطيع الأيدي والأرجو من خلاف والتصليب في جذوع النخل. يعني meaning that they are not concerned, they don't really care about يعني what you are threatening us with, of cutting off our hands and feet on opposite sides and crucifying us, يعني hanging on us up on a palm tree. We are not concerned about this. Rather, what is important is that we know we are going to return to our Rabb, and all of that will be yani compensated for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh closes this final point concerning yani their discussion and then their supplication. He says, "Thumma," yani after this clarification, yani after them facing Fir'aun directly and stating that they're going to remain firm upon their iman, and they're not concerned about his threats, it's not going to turn them away from that which Allah guided them to and caused them to see of right guidance. They says, ثُمَّ تَوَجَّهُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالدُّعَى, then they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turned their faces to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dua. وَأَعْظَمُوا الرَّغْبَةَ إِلَيْهِ, and they expressed to him their great desire, the magnitude of their raghbah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their desire and their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِأَنْ يُثَبِّتَهُمْ عَلَى دِينِهِ, that Allah will keep them firm. Yani they are asking Allah, they have hope in Allah, they are expressing their desire from Allah to keep them firm upon His deen. وَأَنْ يُصَبِّرَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَنَالَهُمْ مِنْ أَذَى مِنْ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, and also to grant them patience with that which is going to afflict them or befall them of the harm that will come to them in his path, in his way. So they said, and this is their dua, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ, yani this is the dua of the people who have been the magicians of Fir'aun and who were threatened by Fir'aun to cut off their hands and feet on opposite sides and to hang them on a palm tree, to crucify them. Their dua to Allah was, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبَرًا, O Allah, pour upon us patience. وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ, and cause us to die as Muslims in submission to you. And this is a supplication for every person who's tested with a severe trial. Yani they can use this supplication the same way they did, asking Allah to give them an abundance of patience and to allow them to remain firm so that they would die upon Islam. This is mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 126 ayat. The Shaykh says the meaning is here is, أَفِضْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا عَظِيمًا. Yani pour upon us a great amount of patience. صَبْرًا عَظِيمًا. كَمَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ التَّنْكِيرِ. And this, yani meaning of صَبْرًا عَظِيمًا, عَظِيمًا is understood. Yani the ayat, the dua says, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. The Shaykh says, this صَبْرًا means صَبْرًا عَظِيمًا. And this is indicated, yani, by the tankir, by the fact that صَبْرًا is mentioned here in the indefinite form. In the indefinite form. And this is a linguistic, yani, style in Arabic. Yani, that something is mentioned in the yani indefinite form to indicate the magnitude of that thing. Here, the meaning the Shaykh says is pour upon us a great amount of patience, as is indicated yani linguistically by the word sabran being indefinite instead of definite. وَلِأَنَّ هَذِهِ مِحْنَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ تُؤَدِّي إِلَى ذَهَابِ النَّفْسِ وَمُعَالَجَةِ الْأَذَى وَالْعَذَابِ. He said, because this test that they are being confronted with from Fir'aun, yani he's going to torture them and he's going to kill them too. He's not just going to kill them, he's going to torture them. He's going to cut off their hands and their feet on opposite sides. And he's going to crucify them, hang them on trees. So it's not just the threat of death. We're going to execute you, put you in an electric chair or something. No, we're going to torture you first. He's going to torture them and then he's going to kill them. And because of that, the Shaykh says, this is a mihna azima. This is a tremendous test, a tremendous trial that will lead to the loss of life and will be the cause of a lot of harm and pain and suffering coming to them. فَيُحْتَاجُ فِيهَا مِنَ الصَّبْرِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ كَثِيرٍ. And therefore, there will be a need in this kind of test for a great amount of patience. A great amount of patience. لِيَثْبُتَ الْفُؤَادَ وَيَطْمَئِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُ عَلَى إِيمَانِهِ وَيَزُولُ عَنْهُ الْإِنْزِعَاجُ الْكَثِيرُ. And this great amount of patience will be necessary in order for the heart to remain firm and for the mu'min, the believer, to be at ease and to find assurance and calmness in his iman. And his iman will be his source of comfort, his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also a great amount of patience in order to remove the great amount of discomfort, yani the difficulty that they will experience physically and emotionally because of the punishment threatened by Fir'aun. To remove this discomfort from their hearts and from their minds, they will need a lot of patience. And then the end of their dua, the Shaykh says, وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ, yani cause us to die as Muslims. A, he said, the meaning of dying as Muslim here, he says, three things. Number one, ثَابِتِينَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ, that we will remain firmly established upon the Islam. مُنْقَادِينَ لِأَمْرِكَ, and we will be in compliance with your command, with your commandments. And number three, مُتَّبِعِينَ لِرَسُولِكَ, and we will be following, yani adhering to the following of your messenger. Yani that we remain firm upon the Islam. And secondly, that we be in compliance with your command. And thirdly, that we will follow the way of your messenger, Musa alayhi salam. Yani these were, yani the people from Fir'aun who believed in Musa alayhi salam after they had been magicians. The Shaykh, this is the end of his explanation of this supplication, and then he says, وَسُبْحَانَ مَنْ هَدَى قُلُوبَ هَؤُلَاءِ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ الْغَلِيظِ وَالسِّحْرِ الْقَبِيحِ وَالضَّلَالَ الْمُبِينِ إِلَى هَذَا الْإِيمَانِ الْعَظِيمِ وَالثَّبَاتِ الْقَوِيمِ وَالصِّدْقِ مَعَ اللَّهِ وَكَمَالِ الْإِنَابَةِ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَبِحَمْدِهِ لا نحصي ثناء عليه هو كما أثنى على نفسه ونسأل الله سبحانه الثبات على دينه والعفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة إنه سبحانه سميع مجيب. يعني the Sheikh says سبحان من هدى قلوب هؤلاء من الكفر الغليظ. يعني oh how perfect is the one who has guided the hearts of these people from this very severe kufr. From this very severe kufr. والسحر القبيح. And this ugly, repulsive, repugnant magic that they were practicing. والضلال المبين. And their crystal clear misguidance. Allah guided them from this condition إلى هذا الإيمان العظيم. To this magnificent level of iman. Yani the level of iman that Fir'aun, the most powerful ruler in the earth, is telling them clearly, I'm definitely going to cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I'm going to hang you on palm trees. The iman that Allah guided them to was so great that they said, we're not even caring about that. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We're going back to our Rabb. We're going to return to our Rabb. That's the iman that Allah guided them to. After this very severe kufr and magic that they were upon and clear misguidance, Allah guided them to this type of iman with thabat al-qawim, an unwavering firmness. Unwavering firmness. Was sidq ma'Allah and sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani not a profession on the tongue, but sincerely believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent that they weren't afraid of whatever they were threatened with by this powerful, yani zalim, wrongdoer, oppressor, who had no limits to his oppression. And it didn't make them turn back from what they were upon because of their sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَمَالَ الْإِنَابَ إِلَيْهِ And their complete and perfect repentant return to Allah after their kufr and after the magic and after all that they had did, they turned back to Allah completely. And the Shaykh says, سُبْحَانَهُ Yani, oh how perfect is the one who has guided them like this. سُبْحَانَهُ وَبِحَمْدِهِ And he is the one that's worthy of all praise. لَا نُحْسِي ثَنَانَ عَلَيْهِ We are not able to enumerate praise that he is due, the amount of praise that he is due. هُوَ كَمَا أَثْنَى عَلَى نَفْسِي Rather, he is as he has praised himself. وَنَسْأَلُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ الثَّبَاتَ عَلَى دِينِهِ And we ask Allah, the one who is free from all imperfections, to grant us firmness, to be steadfast upon his deen. وَالْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ And we ask him for pardon and well-being in this world and in the next life. إِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ سَمِيعٌ مُجِيبٌ Indeed he, the one who is free from all imperfections, he is the one who is hearing and he is the one who responds. نعم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك If there are any questions, we can take them now. Naam. And then, let's do it like this. If there's any corrections, let's do that. And then we'll close out and then we'll deal with the comments and any questions. First, if there's no correction, yani then we'll stop here and then we'll take the questions. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Naam, ya Zaki, faddu. We can't say it was instant, but yani we know that they said when the revelation, that which Allah revealed, came to them, when they came to know about what was revealed to Musa, yani it didn't happen over one day, but Musa, his confrontation with Fir'aun took place over a long period of time. And during that period of time, they were present. They were the people of Fir'aun. So they were present. They saw what was going on between Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. They saw all of that. Everybody knew what was happening. And when Fir'aun called them in, then they were in his service. And they saw how all of them were defeated. All of them were defeated by Musa. They were the best magicians in the earth. And Musa defeated them. So they recognized from that he's coming with something that's different. And so they submitted and they surrendered and they believed. And their iman, yani, that iman that they reached didn't happen overnight. It happened over a period of time of witnessing all of these things. But when they saw that he was upon the truth and they believed in the message that Allah had revealed to him, then they were firm upon it. And their iman was strong like that.